This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the bathroom?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Hour from now, Ron Darling joins us as the Mets, of course, have their huge day down in Atlanta. Something that happened on Friday night that I was just absolutely shocked, I didn't even find out until Saturday morning, was that the Knicks trade for Karl-Anthony Towns, of course sending Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And it was shocking to me, absolutely shocking. I really believe that they were with Julius Randle, the Knicks, for the long haul. They love the guy. He had just opened that charter school in New York. They always had his back through his ups and downs. And I really thought that if they were going to go forward, it was always going to be with Julius Randle. Now, things changed after the Mikal Bridges trade. It was the Villanova Knicks. Jalen Brunson came here, became the number one guy. And maybe they felt like that was not going to work going into this season with Julius Randle. And then you had the Dante DiVincenzo stories about how maybe his role was going to be cut into a little bit this year, and he was not happy about that. So you got those two things happening at once, and Karl-Anthony Towns being available and the Kentucky connections of the Knicks. It's something that we have talked about for a long time. So you could see how the deal happened. Now, I respect Julius Randle and what he did. He was the first piece to really turn this thing around with Tibbs. But I never thought they were winning with him. So that was one piece of it where I was like, okay, you know, they've moved on from Julius Randle. They feel more like a championship team without him. I hate losing Dante DiVincenzo. He felt just like with Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. I felt like he was right there with the heartbeat of the team. And the knock on Karl-Anthony Towns is that as talented as he is, he's a soft player that opponents don't respect. So I don't love that about it. But I was talking myself into it as the weekend was going on. You know, the Minnesota Timberwolves had a massive year last year, and Karl-Anthony Towns was in the middle of it. I think maybe this reputation thing about him being soft was, you know, earlier on in his career, and he's sort of grown past that maybe. And he's coming to a culture and a city that's not going to tolerate him being a wuss. So he's going to have to shape up and get with the program as our friends down in Jersey say, Fiofo.
Yeah. fit in or F off.
Yes.
So you're gonna have to do that if you're Karl-Anthony Towns. And then you look at the roster and the starting five. That's as talented a starting five as there is in the NBA.
Small, though. Very small roster in terms of size. They lose a little bit of that. They lose, you know, who their identity was last year with DiVincenzo. And, you know, Julius Randle got hurt again last year and missed, obviously, all of the playoffs in the last part of the season. So, look, Karl-Anthony Towns has been rumored to be traded to the Knicks over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So this wasn't all that surprising to me, especially with the finances of the Minnesota Timberwolves and what's going on there. They got a big contract with Anthony Edwards. They got a big contract with Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
You know, Julius Randle fits in there with a one-year deal at around $25 million. They save a little bit of money. They're still fighting over whether or not Alex Rodriguez is going to be able to buy into this team. So there's a lot of other things going on in Minnesota. As far as the Knicks are concerned, you know, I hated losing Dante DiVincenzo as well, but you actually traded him when you could get the most for him, you know, and I wish him nothing but the best. And I also think that his time here with the Knicks probably on the court would have been impacted by both McBride and Kolek, the new kid that they got.
Yeah, Tyler Kolek, who they drafted, yes.
Exactly. So, and I think that they have something in him, even though he's a young kid and he's got to grow and he's got to mature into the NBA, and he may be spotty this year at some point in time. But this is about a big man who can shoot threes, who is going to give you probably 10 double-double every night if he's healthy. I understand the whole aspect about him being soft, but you got to realize who's in the Eastern Conference. Look at the other big guys that are in the Eastern Conference that have dominated this conference.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why the Knicks had to make this trade. And by the way, they are not making this trade without the blessing of one Tom Thibodeau. They go to him and they say, look, we can get Karl-Anthony Towns. We know that you coached him. We know that there were issues. They've supposedly buried the issues years ago. Both of them had said so years ago.
Yeah.
This wasn't something that just happened recently. This was supposedly put to bed years ago because you had an older coach that was trying to get a younger player to do certain things that he was uncomfortable with. It. But I'll tell you one thing. If Karl-Anthony Towns is coming here, you're right. Fiofo is true. He's got to fit in. And I think because of the way this thing is set up and everything that I have read over the weekend from all the people that cover the NBA far more closely than I do, that this is a just a natural fit on the basketball court with the way that the Knicks are going to play now.
Yes, and that is exactly the piece that is either going to swing them towards closer to a championship or farther away, and they took a risk on it. And I do believe it's going to work out. And I do believe that he is going to come here. And he doesn't, like, Jalen Brunson is the face of this team. There's a bunch of other guys that he doesn't have to be the number one guy here. And I think that is as talented as he is, as good as he is, and he's a superstar in this world of the Knicks and what they've built.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the face of the franchise, and that I think really helps it.
Yeah, the other thing you have to remember too, now when he finally does come back, if he ever does come back, if they don't trade him, is Mitchell Robinson. This was probably made because of Mitchell Robinson's propensity for injury himself.
Well, I think yes, there's two things.
And they weren't going to go with Jericho Sims as their starting center.
Yeah, so there are two things that happened that also were catalysts for this trade. One, their inability, because of the stupid NBA rules, to sign Isaiah Hartenstein. They couldn't do it. Can't blame Hartenstein for going to Oklahoma City. He's gone. And then the timeline on Mitchell Robinson's injury and just the fact that you can never trust him to be healthy. So those are two things that I also think played into this. And, you know, Julius Randle maybe took the Knicks as far as he could take the Knicks, and now that's it.
It would have been interesting to see, had he stayed healthy last year, what he could have done last year.
Yeah, I know.
And it didn't happen for them. But, you know, you're missing Hartenstein, DiVincenzo, and Julius Randle were all three really popular players. And those three players are no longer here. And last year was special. It was special watching the way the team played, the grittiness in which they played. And then the fact that they swung the trade for Mikal Bridges, to me, means that they knew that they needed to upgrade. They needed to do something to make this team even better. Now, the question is how long is it going to take Karl-Anthony Towns to kind of mix in with everybody? Because the other guys, with the exception of Bridges, but he knows the Villanova guys. You know, and we forget about how good OG Anunoby was when he first got here.
Oh, yeah. I'm not forgetting that at all.
I mean, this should be, I mean, honestly, this should be a top three team in the Eastern Conference.
So I think, well, in the Eastern Conference, I think in the NBA,
it might be a top five team.
Yeah, so as far as the odds go to win the championship, I'm pretty sure they're third right now in the entire league.
Right, so I haven't seen that. I was just thinking about just the players that they have, the age of the players. The players are all young. They're all below 30. They should all be hitting their prime right now. And remember, Karl-Anthony Towns just signed a massive extension.
Yes, he did.
And Julius Randle can sign a massive extension to, I think, to the tune of $181 million. And I think the Knicks felt like, you know what, let's go and get an all-star center because we need somebody in the middle of the basketball court to go against the Antetokounmpo's,
Joel Embiid.
Yeah, I mean, they needed that guy, and they finally added that guy.
So the odds to win the championship, the Boston Celtics plus 320. Oklahoma City plus 700, and then third, the New York Knicks plus 750.
Where's Denver?
Plus 1,100.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that is, it is weird.
But
I think
I like what the Knicks did here. I do. I mean, as much as I'm going to miss DiVincenzo, and hopefully DiVincenzo ends up playing a lot more up there in Minnesota than he would here, but it gives Miles McBride and I an understanding that he's going to be most likely the backup guy, although he's probably better as a two than a one. And we saw him shoot better last year. And Towns, what does he bring? He brings three-point shooting, too.
Yeah, I mean, I do worry about his reputation and what people say. And there was a clip last year that we played of Patrick Beverley on his podcast. And Jerry may have it. I'll ask him. There's just so much stuff going on today, so we could play it another day. But he was talking about the day that Draymond Green choked Rudy Gobert and how Karl-Anthony Towns stood there and watched it. And he was the way he did it, I can't recreate because Patrick Beverley is just an amazing storyteller.
Yes.
But he basically said, you know, you're standing there watching Draymond choke Rudy ass, and you ain't do bleep. He's like, you can't come back from that. You can't.
Well, you know, maybe in Minnesota you can't, but in New York you can. You could set your own narrative once you step on that court.
And if I'm Karl-Anthony Towns, and I know this, that people think that about me, and I'm coming to New York, and I've got this part of my career where I can win a championship in my prime, man, that would fuel me like nothing else. Everybody thinks I'm soft. Okay. Let's see it.
Well, let's hope that's the case, man.
Yeah.
The Knicks were not going to win a championship with just adding Mikal Bridges and losing Hartenstein.
Stein. Yep, that's right.
They were not going to win a championship. If Hartenstein were here, then maybe they don't swing this trade.
Yeah, I was waiting for them to do something after losing Hartenstein, and they never did. Now they did. I mean, this was massive. And I didn't think after Karl-Anthony Towns signed the extension, after the Knicks signed OG Anunoby and then traded for Bridges, I was like, there's no way that Towns thing is still on the table. That was on the table.
Like, I'm just telling you right now, their starting five is as good as there is in the league, I think.
Yeah.
And I would think that it's balanced. That's the beauty of it. It's got shooters, it's got distributors, it's got rebounders, and it's got defenders. No. And when Mitchell Robinson gets back, if in fact they keep him, then I think they're going to be whole.
Yeah, and they're not going to be as good defensively this year unless Karl-Anthony Towns turns into a different player or a better player under Thibodeau the second time. But I still like this team. I still love this team. And I didn't at first. I was like, ugh! But I've talked myself into it.
But you have legitimate stars in this team now.
Oh, my God. Of course, yeah.
This is legitimate stars, and you would like to think that it's the way it's put together seems to me like somebody's been paying attention.
I hope so.
As who should be playing what position and how they all fit. And you go to the coach and you say to the coach, hey, we can get Karl-Anthony Towns. What do you think he's going to say?
Yeah, let's do it. Now it's time for us to be reunited, and we're going to figure this thing out, because I think that on the court it's going to work. That's a piece that's going to work.
And the unfortunate thing is that, like, Julius Randle is a guy that everybody can appreciate as, you know, once he stopped pouting a couple years ago and turned like his whole attitude around on the basketball court the last 2 years, that's the Julius Randle that everybody loves. Not the one that was pouting.
Right.
And loafing.
Yeah. I mean, and I give him credit for coming here, you know, having great seasons, putting the Knicks back on the map. I mean, there's a lot of respect that goes Julius Randle's way, even though we had our issues with him. He's still...
Those issues were 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Not the last two. Not the last 2 years. The last 2 years,
Certainly not last year.
He heard the criticism.
Certainly not last year. Year before, still, there were times, but certainly not last year.
But I am a Knicks fan. I was excited on Friday night. As much as I hated losing DiVincenzo because some of the big shots he hit last year and some of the amazing games that they had and this team played and how gritty they were, you know, now you have a legitimate team that has big-time expectations.
All right, let's Eddie was able to get the Patrick Beverly clean version of him going, nobody like Rudy ass. Cat just watched him. Cat bogus, man. He bogus. Let's take a listen.
Cat bogus as hell.
What?
I would have choked back. No. Cat bogus, man. I taught you better than that. And Ant was back there, too. And Draymond knew, too. I know Draymond. It's the moment right here. Don't nobody like Rudy anyway. But yeah, then I see Cat make a mean mug face like, but then you ain't doing shit. Choke Draymond back. So now, if I'm Draymond, I choke they center and they homies didn't do nothing. And you know, Draymond, he going for the biggest. But that was very strategic how he did.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
And there's the part of that afterwards where he goes, you can't come back from that.
He's but like, time out. He said nobody likes Rudy's ass anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
So maybe his own teammates didn't like him. Maybe that's why I didn't stick up for him.
Yeah. I mean,
you want him to be Matt Rempe?
Nobody.
And run around and start punching people?
I guess. I mean, when you're Carl Anthony Towns, he goes, he's making that mean mug face, but he ain't doing nothing.
Because nobody liked Rudy ass anyway.
He said, I'm very, very strategic. You found the biggest MF-er and choke his ass. I mean, Patrick Beverly, what an amazing, amazing person. I can't get enough of him. I really can't. Oh, did you see, by the way, remember we used to have Steven Jackson on?
Yes.
And him and Matt Barnes and the... Up in Smoke. We had... I think we had Steven in studio when he was starting that Up in Smoke podcast.
And then he lost his mind.
Yeah. Do you see who their guest is? You didn't see this.
I did not see this.
Oh, this is great. So they have recorded, and they will release, I believe, today, an interview with Kamala Harris.
Oh, great. Can't wait.
God. Those guys! How about that? Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes.
Up to ask her real questions.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I mean, like what? What strain of weed do you like to smoke? Like, they have to sit there. Man, I wonder if they're, like, sitting there smoking blunts interviewing her.
I got
to
be.
Because they do with everybody else.
They've had to be told what to ask and what not to ask, which is really unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's with most politicians, right?
No, it's not.
Well, most, I said.
I don't know. Our mayor's going to church these days.
Yeah.
Getting a clergy behind him.
Yeah.
That's when you know somebody screwed up.
You know, I wonder who was, like, really behind the Carl Anthony Towns trade. I mean, was it World Wide West? Was it Leon Rose?
I know who it was. Had to be Steve Stout. Right? Whatever happened to that guy?
I mean,
we have a brand ambassador here now. Wasn't he like the brand ambassador for the Knicks?
He was the brand ambassador for the Knicks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened to him?
I don't know.
Didn't he work for one of those agencies? Didn't he leave the, like, maybe he's, because I know Leon was obviously,
yeah,
he had ran that agency, and his son now took over for him in that regard.
I just remember Steve Stout went on with Stephen A. Smith on ESPN and just made a total fool of himself. He never heard back from him. That was it. So I don't know if he's still with the Knicks or what.
He's supposed to be the Drake of the Knicks.
That's what he said, yeah. I don't know where he is.
If I remember correctly.
I mean, maybe lawyering up. Who knows?
Lawyering up for what?
You have the other part of that Patrick Beverly thing? Let's hear that.
No, this is from an unedited one, so I'm going to have to get out of it when I need to get out of it.
Okay.
So now, if I'm Draymond, I choke they center and they homies didn't do nothing. If we play y'all in the playoffs, Cat, I ain't worried about you. You didn't even help your homie.
So how can he rectify this?
Can't. So what? And you can't even like try to get your get back. So what? The whole world, I'm saying it.
You can't even get your get back. The whole world done seen it. See?
Yeah.
This is what a peer thinks of him.
Well, I do know this. Carl Anthony Towns right now, if I'm reading this right, his average annual value, his salary, is fourth in the league.
Yeah.
At $55.1 million.
Can't even get your get back.
He's got
the world done seen it.
Well, you know what? He's got to be, he's coming to his hometown team.
Draymond just choked.
He said Patrick Ewing and Walt Frazier are his two favorite Knick players of all time.
Draymond done choked. They sent a he ain't
and
do
you
nothing.
Know something? He and I have that in common.
Mean mugging. He ain't do nothing. He can't even get your get back.
He's putting that Knick uniform on. He'll be gritty.
Whole world done seen it. Nothing.
Oh my God.
You can't even get your get back. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is back. He's got another update for us. What is happening, Jerry?
Well, good morning to you. Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, so a couple of highlights before we are done with the football from the Jet game. This might have been one of the biggest plays where the Jets were driving in the fourth quarter. This was Broncos radio.
Shotgun snap, five-man pressure. Rodgers hit before he throws it. Sacked! Pete Block! Loss of 10!
Damn it.
Broncos radio and show.
Watch this play. If you watch this play, it said Breece Hall is going to get out there and make the block. But because of the way the defense was structured, Breece thought maybe they were coming up through the A-gap. And you know how that goes.
Jamming it up the A-gap.
He thought they were going to jam it up the A-gap. And one guy on the one side of the center backed out.
So they did not jam it up the A-gap.
Jam it up the A-gap.
Jammed it up Aaron's A-gap. Right around the corner.
Get in my ass.
Oh, my God.
Now, after that ass-getting, they did miss a field goal, Will Lutz did. And the Jets got the ball back again, and they were in position to take the lead in the final minute.
Will Lutz just missed a 50-yarder. Now Greg Zuerlein gets his chance to knock it in from 50 yards away. Snap, Hennessy, hold, Morstead, 50-yarder! No good! Knuckleball! Off the mark.
And that was Ian Eagle.
Blow it out an ass.
On CBS. And then they had no timeouts left, so the Broncos just knee it out, and that'd be that. 10-9, the final score, is the Jets do not get in the end zone all day. Weather was bad. Rob Saleh, he says, nonsense.
It was going to be tough sledding no matter what with the way the rain was coming down. But what's disappointing is the self-inflicted wounds that come with it. When it's wet and it's bad the way it was today, you've got to be great with your detail. And we gave up a lot of yards that we didn't need to give up.
Yeah.
I wonder what the discussion in halftime was. I'm wondering if anybody actually, I'm assuming somebody's saying something. Like, let's get our collective heads out of our asses and let's start playing here.
Yeah. Something to say. Yep.
Don't know.
Getting chewed out at halftime sometimes is not a bad thing. Depending on how it's done and who's doing it.
I mean, does Rob Saleh seem like a chew your ass out type of guy?
He doesn't. I mean, which is fine. He could be himself. That's all that matters. But
doesn't he love his players?
He does.
I don't necessarily know that all his players love him.
Well, here's Aaron Rodgers. Breece Hall, you mentioned, had a rough, rough day. He comes to his defense.
Breece is a hell of a player. He's the best. I love him. He's a great kid. Cares about it. We got to do a better job getting him runs and getting space. So, love Breece. Always support him.
10 carries for 4 yards. Not a good day at all. And then here's DJ Reed just summing it up.
Yeah, this is a tough loss, obviously. This was definitely a game that we were supposed to win. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, I give credit to Denver. They have a great defense, and they show that today. You know, we committed a lot of penalties.
And to that point, 5 sacks of Rodgers. He was hit 14 times on the day, and they were called for 15 penalties, 13 enforced. Jets will be in London Sunday against the 4-0 Vikings. The Giants are in Seattle on Sunday. Bucks-Eagles, we mentioned this game where Tampa just rolled Philly.
Our second snap a little low. Baker Mayfield dips the shoulder, throws a pass. It's a caught ball in the end zone. Did he hang on? Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Trey Palmer.
And that was Bucks Radio with the call. 33-16 was the final score as Baker Mayfield threw for three. Yeah.
I was going to say, you know who's in first place in the NFC East?
Yeah, the Commanders are. I'm getting to them, yes.
Oh, you are? But so, I was just saying, like, the Eagles, I don't know what the hell happened to them yesterday.
Well, they got off to a lousy start, and then they couldn't get all the way back. I mean, that's pretty much it. They were down, what, 24-0, 17-0, something like that?
A bunch of that going on yesterday.
There was. Yep. Now, you also had, during the course of the broadcast on Fox, you had Burkhart and Brady in the booth, and Kevin was reading a quote from Baker Mayfield talking about Brady's time in Tampa on a podcast.
He said, quote, "They wanted me to come in, be myself, bring the joy back to football for guys who weren't having as much fun." It's funny, because you've made this environment for me very stressful up here in the booth, so I understand where he's coming from.
Do you feel it?
No.
Feel the stress? No.
All right, ha ha ha. So then Brady would give his response to the Mayfield comments.
I thought stressful was not having Super Bowl rings. So there was a mindset of a champion that I took to work every day. This wasn't daycare. If I wanted to have fun, I was going to go to Disneyland with my kids.
So then,
By the way, this was a guy who would say that Bill Belichick took joy out of football.
That is true.
You know why? Because it
true.
Wasn't daycare. It was a job. Yep. And what did Bill Belichick always say about your job?
Do it.
That's exactly right.
Kevin felt that there was he could get a little bit more from him, and he was right.
I feel like there's more in there to say.
There's a way to approach this game.
Yeah.
And it's that with the right mindset and try to push each other outside of our comfort zone. And great teammates do that.
You come in, I have someone like Gronkowski, I have someone like Evans. There's high expectations for us. We got to make sure we go out there and deliver.
All right, so social media had this, that Brady was eviscerating Mayfield, you know, during the game.
Well, I mean, he's responding to what Mayfield had said.
So then guess who is the post-game guest on the field and in the booth for Tom Brady?
Baker Mayfield.
Congratulations. Great leadership by you today. I love seeing out there. Good luck the rest of the year. Keep putting some pressure on those guys to be even better. I know what you guys are capable of. Keep going out there and grinding and getting it done.
Appreciate you, Tom. Good to see you, brother.
Great seeing you. Great job.
Lovey-dovey at the end.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So then Mayfield goes in and was asked about the comments on the broadcast.
A lot of things got taken out of context. He did it his own way, and that's why he has seven rings. So, yeah, not much else needs to be said.
His comments on the podcast taken out of context, and he wouldn't kind of comment on what Brady was saying.
I mean, how do you argue with seven rings?
You don't. You do not. So that was kind of
it's
interesting.
It's nice to know that Tom actually said what he said the way he said it.
Yeah, it was great. Didn't run from it. I mean, he did stop short, and Kevin had to pull a little more out of him.
He did
get it out of him, and he did throw in there to Baker, though. Keep putting pressure on those
he
guys.
He did, yes.
This is not a party. This is not Disney World. This is a job.
Now, you were talking about the coordinators going back and playing their former teams. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel Hackett, not so great. Cliff Kingsbury, pretty good. So the Commanders beat the Cardinals 42-14. Dan Quinn with his locker room speech after the game, and listen to the reaction at the end from these guys.
That's what tonight was, man. Fast, physical. We said anybody, anywhere, any motherfucking time. Right? So we did what we came to do. All right. So there'll be a number of game balls that will be issuing out, I'm sure, tomorrow. But there's one motherfucker that ain't leaving this city without one. Ooh. Cliff!
It's unreal, Cliff! The reaction. Yeah, they were really into it. That was kind of cool.
Hey, the Commanders haven't won football games in a long time.
That's true.
They are sitting atop of the NFC East right now, and they got a slingshot for a quarterback.
And Jaden Daniels.
Got sacked nine times yesterday.
I was worried about Cliff Kingsbury ruining Jaden Daniels, but
it's working.
Far so good.
Yeah. It is working. They don't punt, like, ever. It's really something. And the Chiefs went over the Chargers. Rashee Rice feared to have suffered a torn ACL. He was hit by Patrick Mahomes after an interception and the guy returning it fumbled. So it was a whole scrum and a scramble. And Mahomes went to try and help and kind of shoulder right into his knee. Could be a torn ACL.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Bring back Kadarius Toney, young Joker.
He's on the Browns now.
Doing what? On a practice squad?
Being injured and... Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at this, Patrick. Oof.
Yeah, oof. Very difficult.
So someone tweet out Rashee Rice once again leaving the scene of an accident.
Oh, boy. Sunday Night Football. The Ravens buried the Bills 35-10. We talked about this play, this long 87-yarder earlier. Here's how it sounded on Westwood One with Ryan Radke.
Two receivers to the left. Here's a handoff. Henry outside the right has 15, 20, 25, 30. There goes Henry. Out to midfield. Buffalo 40. Far sideline 30. Henry to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown Ravens. Derrick Henry on the opening play. Goes 87 yards. And the Ravens have taken 6-0 lead.
He had himself a heck of a night. He ran for 199 yards, had that touchdown, also had a touchdown catch. Ravens win 35-10. Lamar Jackson, two touchdown passes, ran for another. The Ravens, after starting 0-2, now 2-2, and the Bills are 3-1. Titans, Dolphins tonight, Seahawks, and Lions as well. All right, to the baseball, as the regular season ended for almost every team yesterday, but not for the Mets and the Braves, who have to play two today. But the Mets needed and got a very important game in Milwaukee yesterday.
Here's the 2-1. That's ripped to right field. A base hit over first into right. Alvarez getting waved around. He's heading home. Churio's throw cut off. Alvarez scores standing up. Taylor goes first to third, and Lindor makes it 3-0.
How about Francisco Lindor? Keith Rad, Mets Odyssey Radio. He also homered in this game. Mets blanked the Brewers 5-0. David Peterson was outstanding. 7 innings, 1 hit ball, 8 strikeouts. He goes 10-3 on the season with an ERA of 2.90. Francisco Alvarez singled and drove in two, and Brandon Nimmo opened things with a first inning RBI single. A couple of things here. So Carlos Mendoza talking about the doubleheader today in Atlanta. He knows not ideal, but his team will be ready.
We'll be up for the challenge. You know, we've been through a lot before, and this is not going to stop us. We can use this as an excuse. We got to go out there, get that game, and then, you know, move on. But
that's it. Move on and go to the playoffs. Here's Francisco Lindor. He's excited for, looking forward to it, I should say.
Yeah, it should be fun. It should be fun. It's going to be an uphill fight, just like it has been the whole year. We just got to go out there and play the game the right way and the right way, and hopefully we come on top.
So this will start at 1:10 today. Tyler McGill, Spencer Schwellenbach are the starters.
Schwellenbach.
Severino in the second game if the Mets lose. If the Braves lose, then you will see Chris Sale.
So they are getting food from Tacombi today.
Who's this? Oh, okay.
For the watch party in the performance space.
See, I think this is going to be pretty good because Jess is on it.
Yeah, so Tacombi is a taco place, apparently. So there'll be different taco trays, quesadillas, and chips and guac.
Nice.
So that's what you'll have.
Great.
So they, I don't know if it's a trade deal or whatever, but they got some decent food.
Think about
food
the
there.
Chips and the guac, though. You got to worry about when you got guys like Marash. Double yes. dipping right. after biting it in a chip and dipping it back in and getting it again.
Right.
Ooh. You know. Tacos.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know, Morash is duping at work and there's no soap
yeah.
here. So that guac was
definitely by the way, that soap dispenser sucks. It comes out 3 seconds after you put your hand under there. So the time that it comes out, your hand's already out of
there. Yeah. And I expect the impractical jokers to like pop out from the behind the mirror. Going, ah!
Now, that would be funny. Yeah. Yankees beat the Pirates 6-4, so they go 94-68 on the season, win the division. They're the one seed in the American League. They will play either the Orioles or the Royals in the ALDS. When they get through that, they will have either the Astros or the Tigers in the ALCS. The U.S. did win the President's Trophy and Game 1 playoff wins for the Liberty and the Sun last night.
Ooh, tacos.
Ooh, tacos is right.
Wait a minute. So the Yankees will play who now?
They're going to play either the Orioles or the Royals.
Okay.
And then they'll get the winner of the Astros-Tigers.
Or the Guardians.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, that would be in the other bracket.
Because
if you look at the things.
So, like, the ALCS
would, is who? Because they're the two seed. They would have to, what am I getting wrong? That's the ALDS, I'm sorry.
All right.
What am I getting wrong here?
I don't know. You just forgot the Guardians.
I did forget the Guardians. Yes. How'd I do that?
I don't know. I was just wondering.
Now I'm confusing myself.
Yeah, I'm totally lost.
Ooh, tacos.
Why don't you just, we'll see what happens.
I got to look at the bracket again. My bad.
Why is taco a euphemism for private parts?
Vagina.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Ron Darling joins us in 10 minutes. If you've been waiting for a while to get in on this busy Monday, so let's get to the calls. Sarah out in Montana joins us. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Sarah. So what's going on with you? If I remember correctly, you called us when you were in a mine, I think.
Yeah. I have been missing you guys because they stuck me on straight days. But the mine had a huge layoff, and I decided to take early retirement. I'm turning 71 in October, so I thought I'll retire.
Wow. Early retirement. Man, it's 71. Well, congratulations. There's nothing like getting to retirement for somebody who's had a nice long career and you get to enjoy it. So congratulations. How does it feel?
Well, and you know what? It's great because I can catch you guys. I can't sleep past 3:30, and then I can catch you guys and catch up on everything. I never heard of Jay Rule.
Ja Rule.
Yes. I thought it was maybe a line of jewelry, and then I'm like, who is this? What are they talking about?
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad we can provide
that.
Out
here in the real world.
Yep. So wait, 71 and in a mine. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, 38 years.
Wow.
And she sounds great.
And yes.
Hey. Oh, yeah, it gets in your blood. I'm telling you, either love it or hate it. And if you love it, you love it forever.
Yeah, I guess you can't be claustrophobic if you're in a mine for 38 years working down there, right?
No, not at all. If you knew what you can't see what you're doing down there, you know, you just have a headlamp. So if you could see what was going on down there, you wouldn't go down there.
By the way, I don't remember this. What were you actually mining for?
Platinum and palladium.
Platinum. Wow. You ever take some home?
Platinum plating. And it's, well, you can take the ore home, but you don't really have a way to process it and smelt it, you know. So you can put it in garden. You can have a nice garden.
There you go.
Smelting.
Rock garden.
I always want to learn smelting. Well, Sarah, it's great to hear from you. We're so happy that you've reached retirement and you're happy and you get to check us
I'm
out.
Happy.
And we'll try to teach you some more stuff.
Now. Okay.
All right, Sarah,
I'll be there
thank you
every
so
morning.
Much, dear.
You guys have a great day.
Okay.
You too, Sarah. Bye now.
Oh, you got to love that.
What an amazing story.
Yes, that's great.
That's as good as it gets. And she's still getting up at 3 in the morning, she says. Like, she can't, so she's like, I got to do something.
Might as well watch Boomer and Geo.
Right, throws us on. Let's go to Jennifer in Long Beach. What's going on, Jennifer?
Hey, guys. I was on hold so long that I'm actually at work in my classroom with students here. I just have to tell you that.
Sorry about that. It's a busy day here, Jennifer.
No, it's totally fine. It's hysterical. They're sitting here being so quiet. It's the quietest they've ever been. Right, guys? All right, so I was calling to tell you how much I love watching you, Geo, show Boomer what to do with Ja yeah. when he meets him. So, Boomer, how come you can't bring Geo with you so we can meet his idol?
My idol. Jennifer, great job, yes. by the way. Say hello to your class, and we appreciate you hanging on hold that long. Next time we'll get to you a little bit quicker. But thanks.
No worries. Thanks it's for great to talk to you. Thanks. Love you guys.
All right.
You know, I could bring you, but I know you're busy today, so...
Well, I'm busy watching the Mets. I gotta pay attention to the Mets. I'm gonna have my own watch party in Sayville on my couch. But yeah, I mean, I'm
you're not going to the Portly Villager?
Nah, I don't think so.
I have a feeling over under you're there by 3:30.
No, I really,
especially if the Mets win the
not
first game.
Not on a Monday, man. Not on a Monday.
Okay,
you gotta draw the line somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Like me, this was Thursday, maybe even Wednesday. Yeah. We talk about it on a Monday. You just gotta chill out. Let's go to Danny in Orange County. What's going on, Danny?
Hey, gentlemen. How are we doing this morning?
Great,
good morning.
Danny, what's happening, Dan?
Just a quick question. Actually, a point. Over the weekend, we got the news of Carl Anthony Towns joining the Knicks. And it seems like, so last year, you know, when the Knicks made the playoffs, they were riding a high wave. And, you know, Randle was obviously injured. And there was criticism of, you know, how the Knicks would play when Randle came back. Since this trade happened, is it just me? Am I missing something? I've been hearing negative things about the Knicks acquiring Carl Anthony Towns. I think he's a great player. I think he'll add so much to the city. I just want to see what your guys' take on that is.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about it a lot earlier. You can always go back on the Free Odyssey app, but essentially I didn't love the deal at first because of his reputation and losing Dante DiVincenzo, who felt like he was one of the guys who really provided the heart to the team. It was just amazing last year, especially from three-point range. Just really was a part of the culture and the core of the team. But the more I've thought about it, he's really, really talented. They've got one of the best starting fives in basketball. He's a local guy and always dreamed of being on the Knicks. And he's going to the phrase that we borrow from a place down in Jersey, FIOFO. He's either got to fit in or F off. And I think he will. I think that the Knicks culture and reunited with Tibbs and having Jalen Brunson be the leader, that you're going to see the best of Carl Anthony
Towns. Only thing that really, when I think back to last year and everybody was healthy and they acquired OG Anunoby, do you remember how great they looked?
Yeah.
You remember that? I think it was 19 games they played or something.
Remember that? Yeah,
when they were all together.
Mm-hmm.
And that is etched in my memory that they were really, really good when they were all together.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the addition of Mikal Bridges, I don't know what that does to what that looked like back then.
Mm-hmm.
That now may change the dynamics of all of it. And because they do need a center because of Mitchell Robinson's injury, if they actually even keep Mitchell Robinson, we don't know whether or not they may trade him. You never know. But I think what this does for the Knicks, I hear this word a lot when it comes to basketball, spacing. And you got to have space.
Got to love the spacing.
It's about something about space and patience.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. Spacing.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.